Well, Maxi, I suppose there's no getting away from it. The two first half goals really was the difference.
Yeah. Look, you don't can ever concede goals, and Jesus, very bad goals at that. They're very disappointing. But I think we defended quite well. We kept them at bay. Then we conceded 5 points, a couple of frees in that. And as I say, the goals were not goals. You could see you were ripped apart by. So I would have to say that was probably our focus at the start of the year when we came in. You know, having looked at last year, and I suppose we felt the deficiency in the team. We felt we had to really tighten up at the back, and that. But it was okay today, but then our suppose with much vaunted forward line just didn't function. But that's the other side of it. We didn't transition well enough. We turned them over time and time again, but we just didn't get out fast enough. We didn't get the ball inside our forward line fast enough, and that's probably where we came in proper in the end.
And yet you had a great chance of a goal very early on, actually. A great ball in from Yvonne McMullegal to share Sarah Jean McDonald. Just couldn't get on the end of it.
I think it was Karen that kicked in that magic left foot of hers, and just evaded Sarah Jean. So look, we asked a lot of questions of the Dubs at the same time. You know, we kicked a lot of wides and took a lot of wrong options and crucial places in the field, and I think to be honest, I think we made more mistakes than they did, and far more unforced errors, and that's probably the biggest reason we lost the game. You know, I don't think we deserved the game. I think we got out of it what we deserved, and you know, they're not All-Ireland champions by accident. They've been in the last four All-Ireland finals, and you know, they accrue a huge amount of experience at that. Like, we had seven players play today that weren't even in the squad last year, so you know, there's a bit of a process. And look, of course you're disappointed to lose the game, and the manner in which it didn't play well at all, but look, I think we'll take 30 positives out of this.
Because 2-2 to 2 points down at half time, you were in trouble.
Yeah, look, you were going to need goals to resurrect it, and then look, we came out and we made a big push to start the second half, but again, we just, you know, within a space of a couple of minutes, we kicked away two balls, 100% possessions, and that killed us really, you know, and I think that's just really, you know, typified our day. It was giving those balls away. I think we must be up in double figures for unforced errors, 100% mistakes, you know, that you just can't do against teams like Dublin. So that's the learning for us. Plus 3 day, you know, bits of wind, bits of rain, and probably wasn't conducive for great football either. And that probably contributed to the low score. But look, I think at the end of the day, we'll probably see we'll go with more positives than negatives.